Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us as he does at this time each week is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hello, Ian. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, excited for a Friday night in the summer. But before we do this week's show, let's go over that challenge from last time. I said, start with a word for a person common at summer camps. Rearrange the letters and you can spell proper names from mythology. What are the words? If you start with counselor, you can spell Cronus and Leo.
All right, Ian, earlier this week, the 2020 Olympic Games finally began in Tokyo, Japan. Preliminary events started this past Wednesday, and the opening ceremonies took place today at 8 o'clock p.m. local time in Tokyo, which was about 12 hours ago here in New York. Baseball and softball will make their return to the Games after not being included in 2012 and 2016, and five sports, including karate and skateboarding, will make their debut at the Games. In honor of the long-delayed 2020 Olympic Games, each correct answer this week will contain the color of one of the five Olympic rings: blue, black, red, yellow, or green. Each color will be used once, but which color it is each time is for you to determine.
Okay, I'll do my best to get on the medal stand.
First up, what 2018 film is the first one in the Marvel Cinematic Universe to win an Academy Award, the first Marvel Studios film to be directed by an African-American director, and currently the ninth highest-grossing film of all time?
Well, it's not Green Hornet, it's Black Panther.
Green Lantern was nipping at its heels, but no, it is Black Panther. And the production designer on Black Panther, Hannah Beechler, was the first African-American to both be nominated for Best Production Design and the first to win it. What 1973 song did Elton John replace the first word in the title of with the word farewell when he named his most recent and, according to him, last concert tour, which began in September of 2018 and will now extend through early 2023?
Ending at Dodger Stadium on the Yellow Brick Road.
That's right. Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road is the song. Who was Garry Kasparov's opponent in two six-game matches, one in February of 1996 and the other in May of 1997, an opponent who he beat in the first match 4-2 and lost to in the second one 3.5-2.5?
Deep Blue.
That is right. Not a human opponent, but a computer opponent. And the sort of weird-sounding 3.5-2.5 score is because you get a half a point for a draw by what's called mutual agreement. So if both you and your opponent agree to draw, then you each get a half point. So there were some draws in each of those matches that led to the half points. In Lewis Carroll's novel Through the Looking Glass, Alice says, "Well, in our country, you generally get to somewhere else if you run very fast for a long time, as we've been doing." Which character replies, "A slow sort of country. Now here, you see, it takes all the running you can do to keep in the same place. If you want to get somewhere else, you must run at least twice as fast as that."
I never know Alice in Wonderland stuff, but I'm going to say the Red Queen.
That's right, the Red Queen. And it's a reference to, in that part of the book, what's called the Red Queen's race, where they're running across the chessboard, I guess, and Alice keeps on running and running and never gets anywhere. And finally, what is the two-word name shared by an unincorporated settlement in Jackson County, Iowa, a nature reserve off the coast of the Australian state of Tasmania, and the smallest town in the state of New York, located some 8 miles north of Albany?
Green Island, of course.
Green Island is correct. Green Island is what in New York is called a coterminous town-village. So the town of Green Island and the village of Green Island are the same thing.
Mayor McNulty is going to be really unhappy with my delay in answering there.
Well, Ian made it to that metal platform that he was so hoping he would. How well did you do? Quiz at wamc.org.
Or you can visit wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase, "the Olympics." Change one letter to an S, not the one that's already there, of course, and you can rearrange the result to spell a five-letter word that names small things seen in Las Vegas and a six-letter word that names large things seen in Las Vegas. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you soon.